May the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength, my redeemer. For those of you who've been praying for Olivia, thank you so much. And those of you who've provided food, I'm very grateful. and who have been praying for me. I finally went to the doctor. I've got asthma. So I'm going back through my second childhood, which I never had asthma when I was a child. So we're going to pray for today. As you get prayed for, we're going to get prayed for me for healing. The enemy's so funny. I remember talking to somebody some years ago, a couple of people, they were actually in the same family, a father and a granddaughter, told me at different times that just they had a passion for the anointing. And they lived for the anointing to see, to walk and to live in the anointing, to get the anointing. And I was really blessed me, had their passion for that. And I would think that would probably be something every one of you would say. Like, how many of you would say, I want the anointing so bad at the highest level? Well, here's the good news for you. You can go ahead and check that one off the box. One of my favorite thing in the world to do is to find out if Jesus said perfect, accomplished, okay, what all was it that he accomplished? Here's a great verse that we've talked about in the past from 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, as many as may be the promises of God. That's a lot. You know, like if you're like searching the scripture, say, I just want God to give me a promise. Just go ahead and find the first one and say, that's mine. Because every one of them are yours. For all the promises of God in him, they are already yes. And also by him is our amen to the glory of God through us. Now, you know, the word amen just means it is so and let it be so. Let me read that scripture from, I don't particularly like the new, I don't even pronounce the word, I tease it, the New International Version. I usually refer to it as the nearly irreverent version. But the reason I don't like it, in case you're wondering, is because it's so phrase for phrase translation, so it misses a lot of stuff. But this, I love the way they say it in this one. This is verse 20. So hear it. Let me read to you from the New American Standard, and then I'll read this other one first. For as many as may be the promises of God in him, they are yes. Wherefore also by him is our amen, our it is so, it's going to be so, let it be so, to the glory of God through us. But I like the way the NIV says this because it makes it make more sense. It sort of clarifies what he's trying to say. For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ. And you're in Christ as a Christian. And so through him, Jesus, the amen, is spoken by us to the glory of God. What's the amen? That's the word of faith. That for every promise I see, don't we live by the faith of the Son of God? He believes that every promise that's yes in him is actually yes in him and it's for you. But when we add our amen and we go, amen, he's actually spoken that amen. We've given our voice to him to say, amen. We believe what you believe to the glory of God. Now, when it talks about the anointing, I really can't find anywhere in the New Testament where it has a picture or a story or scripture about pursuing the anointing. When the word anointing is used, it's almost always used when they anoint that person with oil or do that kind of thing. But the part of the deal is because the word Christ means what? The anointed one. There's one who's anointed since the cross, and that's Jesus. And guess who you are in union with? The one who's anointed. And therefore, you don't have to go after more anointing because you got the anointing of Christ. You carry the highest level of anointing already. That's one of the promises. And all we have to do is say amen to it and walk it out. Take it out for a spin. Because hear this verse, verse 21, the next verse. Now he who establishes us with you in Christ and anointed us is God. Now he who establishes us with you in Christ, you're established, your stability is all in Jesus, and anointed us, past tense, is God. He established us in Christ, and he anointed us because he placed us in the anointing. Past tense. It's one of those great aorist tense verbs, summary action, done deal. Can't add anything to it. Can't take anything from it. You've already been anointed with the highest level of anointing there is. And if you want to know what that looks like, just read the Gospels. And all the cool stuff Jesus did, Christ-likeness, you get to do. Well, how do I walk that? I mean, how do I get that from, you know, let's just say amen. It's not any harder than that. Listen to the scripture. It's one of the places where it talks about the anointing and it's like a noun. This is from 1 John. This is actually a Sunday word for a bunch of charismatics trying to get the anointing. First John chapter 2, verse 27. And as for you, the anointing which you received, past tense, the anointing which you received from him abides in you. Wow. And you have no need for anyone to teach you about anointings, but as his anointing teaches you about all things. Hear what he said. And as for you, the anointing which you received from him abides in you. What anointing is that? But as his anointing teaches you. The anointing you receive from him is his anointing. That's good news. So if you've longed for the anointing, check it, check the box. It's already happened. It's too late. You already got it. Well, how big is it? It's his anointing. How big is that? And if the anointing breaks the heavy yoke, the Old Testament says, then you carry in you the anointing of Jesus to break the heavy yoke on any or every person. I just think that's amazing. So, you can stop that pursuit and just begin get into the business of manifesting. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.